This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louisans will soon have a rare glimpse into the life and work of Jean-Michel Basquiat, a one-time New York street artist whose paintings now sell for up to $57 million. On Friday, Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis will open an exhibition on the artist of Haitian and Puerto Rican roots. In 1980, he lived in a rundown East Village apartment. That period launched an illustrious but brief career that ended 8 years later with Basquiat's sudden death at 27. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with his former roommate, Alexis Adler, who provided the items in the show and still lives in the apartment.
Tell me about some of the work and some of the materials that he used during the period that you lived together that he found around the apartment, perhaps even parts of the apartment itself.
You know, the walls of the apartment, the floor of the apartment. You could wake up one morning and put your feet down and the floor would be painted.
The floor?
You know, and he just stepped in it, yes. So that was he was a challenging roommate, I must say. It's like I had this really special gold lamé coat. I mean, nothing, it was a secondhand, nothing fancy, but it was nice.
Sure.
At the time. And I woke up one morning and it was painted and I was like, oh, damn, you know, love that. But now I won't even let it go into the museum. I just won't even let it out of my hands.
Really? Like, it's not in the exhibition then?
No, but I'll probably wear it to the opening.
Okay, well, we'll have to look for that.
Yes, like it's very special. At that time, he was also painting sweatshirts to sell on the street. So it's for money, cash money.
Rent money, maybe?
Good. Yes, rent money. We paid, I think it was like $80 each a month. So I have, in the show, I have four different sweatshirts.
So tell me about how his work reflected the time and culture and period of our country and New York at that time.
Well, certainly New York. Sometimes coming down my block, you would have to duck into a doorway to avoid gunfire. You know, it was just lawless. So his work was expressing that, you know, that sense of just being on the edge. We were really afraid of nuclear war, and the buildup was happening between U.S. and USSR, and we just felt like at any point we could be annihilated. And Three Mile Island was around that time, too. And it was, we just felt it. And he painted a couple American flags. And there's a collage. And it painted American flag. And then in various materials, tape and paint, and placed on the flag in, from alphabet serial, is printed A Nation of Fools. And then he took that and Xeroxed it, color Xeroxed it. And that color Xerox so speaks to me today.
Did you have any idea back then when you lived together the kind of status that he would go on to achieve?
Back then, he told people that he was going to be a famous artist, and I believed him. He had a spark. I knew he was genius, and I could tell he was going to be an amazing artist.